The topic of the end of yesterday's daf and the topic of the beginning of today's daf was, again, the story of Reb Chiya. So, Rebbe, after he hears that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, if they were daven at the same time, they had the ability to bring Mashiach. See, Rebbe asks Eliyahu Navi, tell me, is there anyone on this world that has the ability to do the same thing? So he said, yeah, Reb Chiya Ubanov. And Rebbe immediately is going to Tainus, and he has Reb Chiya Ubanov, Dam for the Yomid, Masha Veruach, wind, Merid Hageshem, rain. They were about to come to Mechayam Nesin. And all of a sudden, Ragash Alma, they brought Eliyahu Navi, and he was forced to come back to this world to be matri to make sure Reb Chiya Ubanov weren't going to daven. Because if Reb Chiya Ubanov would have daven, they could have done what Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were going to do. The Chidah, in the Sefer Maris Ha'ayin, right here on this Gemara, says that from this Gemara you see something that's Muva B'Svar Makdoshim. And that is that Reb Chiya Ubanov had a sheiches to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. In fact, the Chidah says that Reb Chiya, who's the father of Banav, is a nitzot nesham. He has a sheiches in the Olam HaNeshamis to Avram Avinu, and Banav have a sheiches to Yitzchak and Yaakov. And that's the oimek, that just like if Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov would have davened together, they could have brought Mashiach b'lo zmane. If Reb Chiya Ubanov would have davened together, they too had the ability to bring Mashiach b'lo zmane. So we talked, the Meshach, these Agadot Gemaras, about the Sheiches of Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan and Yosef HaTzadik, Anom Yizar, the Yosef Kosino. We spoke about the Sheiches between Rabbi Yehuda and Nasi and Yaakov Avinu. Nasi, the Megala Muka said, is Nishmasa Shal Yaakov Avinu. The Chidah was Megalatos here in Marisayin. That Reb Chiya had the Sheiches with Avram Avinu. And that's the Oymik of this Gemara, that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, if they were daven, they could have brought Mashiach for Leizmane. In that same vein, Reb Chiya Ubanov would have been able to do the same thing. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Ma'akot and Daf Chav Chesam Aleph. The Gemara says Reb Chiya lehavi motzi Malach HaMavis leMikra v'le. The Malach HaMavis was trying to get Reb Chiya and he couldn't get him. Yom Echad one day idmalei ka'anya. He dressed up like an Arama. Asa Taruf Abava, and he knocked on Reb Chiya's door. Amar lei, he told him Afikli Rifta. Can you please give me a bissel bread? Afikulei. So he brought him some bread. Amar lei, as soon as he brought him the bread, the Malach HaMavis, he revealed his true identity and he told him, busted. He says, I see you know how to have rachmanis on another man. How come you don't have rachmanis on me? And I've been trying to get you for so long. Hot rachmanis, I'm trying to do my job. Why won't you throw me a bone? I understand why you won't have rachmanis on me. You're willing to have rachmanis on this other man. You gave him a bissel break. Why won't you have a bissel rachmanis on me? So the Gemara says, Ach filei shute denura, amtzalei nafshi. Agans the Gemara. Reb Shmuel Yankiv, in Zoysli Yaakiv, in Parshas Vayeres, Reb Shmuel Yankiv's yortzeit is on Lag Ba'omer, so it's coming up. So Reb Shmuel Yankiv, so Sois of Yehudovus Bekever, he said, V'hoyomori v'rabi moron zeichet tzadik v'kodesh l'vracha omer. So I don't know who he's referring to. Reb Shmuel Yankiv had a lot of greiser rebbes. I'm guessing Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz. But either way, Reb Shmuel Yankiv brings from his greiser rebbe, who said that I don't understand Poshup Shan in this Gemara. The Malach HaMavis was trying to get Reb Chiya. He couldn't get him. He had an Eitzah. He dressed up like an Aram man. He comes. Chiya says, I'll take care of you. Of course, he gives him a bissel break. See, he makes a kal v'chaim. If you're willing to take care of this other man, you're willing to give him bread, so why won't you take care of me? So, Frank Reb Shmuel, what sheikh is? He's willing to give a piece of bread to help another Jew, but doesn't mean I'm going to risk my life to help another Jew. What sheikh is? So he said, v'rabi he says that you see from here that when Reb Chiya did chesed, and when Reb Chiya went and he gave the shtick bread to the other man, he gave him with the ganze neshama. He didn't just do chesed. He gave his neshama together with the shtick bread. So the Malach HaMavis told him, Reb Chiya, you see you're willing to give your neshama to help another person. Why won't you give me your neshama? He said, Reb Chiya didn't just do chesed. Etiske gave him the ganze neshama. So if you're willing to give him your neshama, why won't you give me your neshama? And that was his taina. Reb Chiya did chesed mit the ganze neshama. I think this is the oimik. It's this Maris Ha'ayin. It's Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya is Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is Da'amuda chesed. Avram Avinu, this parasha that we're starting to learn right now, is Avram Avinu mitoich tremendous mesiris nefesh is going ahead and he's doing chesed. And that's this Inyan, to give him with the ganze neshama. That's Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya's avoida is the avoida of Avram Avinu. But the emphasis says, I think this opens up a dover nifla. It's mamish, it's a dover nifla adamoy. And that is, the Gemara said that Reb Shlakish was being mitzayim maros of the Rabbanon. Right? He was identifying all the different ma'aras of the Rabbanon. All of a sudden, he couldn't find. He knew where the Ma'ara was, but he couldn't find Reb Chiya. He couldn't find Reb Chiya. And the Gemara says, Chalish Daite. He had Chalish Sadas. Omar, he said, Reboyne Shaloylam, Loi Pilpalti Teiru Kamoisei. Tell me, was I not Mephalfal Teiru Kamoisei? Yotz Abasko Va'amnoloi. Abasko came out and said, Teiru Kamoisei Pilpalti. Oba Teiru Kamoisei Loi Ribatzta. You Mephalfal Teiru like Oh, but Torah Kamoisa Loi Rivatza. So the Gemara says, "What's this grace Arbatzas Torah of Reb Chiya?" So the Gemara says, "Kavin Mintz Reb Chanin of Reb Chiya, Reb Chanin of Reb Chiya would get into as an argument, a squirrel. So he would say, so Reb Chanin would tell Reb Chiya, he says, 'You're arguing with me. Do you know Imeshtakach the Torah of Yisrael? I could be Mahad the Torah of Pulpuli.' So Reb Chiya told back to Reb Chanin, says, 'It's very nice that you could be Mahad the Torah with your pilpul.' He said, 'But what I'm doing is better than you because I'm making sure that we're not going to have to come on to your pilpul for the Torah to be brought back. I'm making sure that Torah is never forgotten.'" Mara says, "What did he do?" Mara says, "He went and he sold flax." Mamash went into his backyard. He sold flax and then he made nets. And then he went and he shechted this and he caught deer and he shechted the deer. He gave the basa to the Yisroimim and then he took the cloth and he made Megillus. And what did he write on it? The Chamishei Chumshei Torah. And he went to different towns and he would teach the children Chamishei Chumshei Torah. And then he would teach them Mishnayis, and like this, he made sure that Torah wasn't going to be forgotten. What was the avoid of Reb Chiya? Right, the Gemara says that when Rebbe heard this, he said, "Kama gedoy l'maisa Chiya." What was the avoid of Reb Chiya? The avoid of Reb Chiya was he was going around literally. He went from ear to ear, and he was Mekabit's people, and he was teaching them Torah. Like the Rambam says, Avram Avinu did in the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah. His Avodah was the Avodah of Anefesh Asher Asa B'charim. That's what Reb Chiya was doing. Reb Chiya is Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu's Avodah is, he's teaching people Torah. And that's exactly what Reb Chiya did. And by the way, you know what he was teaching them? He was teaching them Chamishei Chumshei Torah. He was teaching them Shnei Moichs and Batalis, Arba Avos Nezikin, Me'emas Akoyrin. This is what he was teaching them. He was teaching Chumash. He was teaching them Mishnayis. That was the avoid of Reb Chiya, which was the avoid of Avram Avinu. Just to say it a little bit deeper, we've spoken out over the years many times. Avram Avinu is Damud HaChesed. Right? How do you know Avram Avinu is Damud HaChesed? This is mamash the suya we're learning right now. The Achnas HaSarchem Avram Avinu. How do you know Avram Avinu is Damud HaChesed? Right? So the Chazal that teaches up the whole thing is Vayita Ishel. What's an Eshel? It's Achilah Shtiel Avoy. The Gemara, in the Gadat Gemara, in the end of the first parak, Masechta Soita says that Avram Avinu made an Eshel. Why did he make an Eshel? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because he would invite people in, he would feed them, and when they would come, they would say, Avram, at the end of the meal, Shkoyach, right? Shkoyach of Avram. So you say, you give me Shkoyach? Why are you giving me Shkoyach? He says, who should I give Shkoyach? To the creator of the world. Who's the creator of the world? And before you knew it, all of a sudden you were sitting and you were in this Kiruv seminar, and all of a sudden you knew that the Eibishter created the world, and everything was, and that was the whole tachlis. So it always bothered me. I understand. The chesed of Avram is the mahus, it's the essence, it's the metzias of Avram Avinu. And that's the Vayita Eshel. And it comes out that the whole Vayita Eshel is only a hechatimtsa. It's a hechatimtsa to go be makarif people. I understand. I thought that's the whole essence. That's what it's all about. Oh, but the teretz is pasha. The teretz is because the ikka chesed of Avram Avinu wasn't the fact that he fed them. The ikka chesed of Avram Avinu was the fact that he was makarif them. Well, we always say this. In Hilchis Chesed, the Velt says, you give someone a fish, you fed him for a day. You teach someone how to fish, you fed him for a lifetime. You give somebody ruchnias, you fed him lenetzach nitzachim. Avram Avinu's Iker Chesed was the fact that at the end of the Suda, they were mesmerized, finally coming to terms and an understanding of Machai Vosai Ba'ilamai, that the fact that the Eibishter created the world. Now what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is Avram Avinu was Kol Kulei Chesed, and his Kol Kulei Chesed was manifest, that not only was the punchline Chesed, but it was Chesed Al Yedei Chesed. He's feeding, that's what he was doing. Reb Chiya's Avoida was, I'm making sure the way Teshtak Chetayim Yisrael. How did he do it? He went and he got this hersh. And what did he do with the hersh? He shechted it. What did he do with the baser? He gave it to the Yisoyim. It's chesed al yedei chesed. Oh, but not to lose focus. The ikka chesed of Reb Chiya, where Reb Chiya is Avram Avinu. What's the ikka chesed? The ikka chesed is the fact that he's making sure like the shtakich toim Yisrael. But I think it's even deeper than this. I think it goes one step deeper. And this is mamish gewalt. It's mamish gewalt. So Rish Lakish is trying to find the ma'ar of Reb Chiya. I can't find it. And he has Chalich Sadas, and he says a tefillah, Oma, Ribbono Shel Olam, Lo Pilpalti Torah Kamoisa. What? I wasn't a falful Torah like Reb Chiya. You know, the pilpul of Rish Lakish, Klaroya Rish Lakish, Bebeis Medrash, it's Ke'ilu, Hoiker, Hore Horem. He's not, his avoid was not shy. What? A Baskel came out and said, Torah Kamoisa Pilpalta. Oh, you are a foulful Torah Kamoisa. Oh, but Torah Kamoisa Leiri Batsta. You are Marbitz Torah. And what was this Harbatsa Satira that Rech Pchia did the Rishlakish Dindu? Rech Pchia taught Chamishe Chumshe Torah to Kleine Kindalach. And he taught Mishnayas to Kleine Kindalach. And he was making sure his avoid was like the Shtakich Torah Miyisrael. I think it's Poshit. I think it's Poshit that the Tzushdal to this is the Chassam Sofer in his Petuchei Chosim right in the beginning. Where the Chassam Sofer in his Petuchei Chosim, which this was Margul Bapume Kiyodua, and this is literally chapter 1, verse 1 of the Petuchei Chosim, where he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it came time to create a nation, who did he create the nation with? He created with Avram Avinu. And the Chassam Sofer says, I understand. The Pasuk says, Vayisalich Hanoichasu Alikim Veinenu Kilok Chos Alikim. And Chazal say, he became the Malach Matat. He reached Madregis and Hasogas Atayre that Avram Avinu never came close to. So Feit Chassam Sofer, why was it then that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that he's going to create a world, he created it through Avram Avinu, that there was going to be a Klal Yisrael. He should have done it through Chanoich. And that's what the Chassam Sofer says, L'shoinis, that you have to see to believe. He said, because if you have to understand, that had Avram Avinu wanted to be Chanoich, he could have been Chanoich. But Avram Avinu understood that the tachlis of a person is not to be Chanoich. The tachlis of a person is not to be poirish from the world and to serve Hashem to the best of your ability and disregard everything that's going on around you. That Chanoich, says the Chassam Sofer, reached incredible madrigas. Oh, but the whole dar of Chanoich, the dar of Mabel and the dar of Flog, the whole thing got wasted, it was gone, there's no sheiris of it. And Avram Avinu chap, that's not the tachlis. But rather, the tachlis of a person is to put himself out there and to be willing to forego a little bit from his shleimus and from his potential that he's able to reach, so that the people around him will reach a higher madriga. So like this, he'll be able to lift everybody up. And the Chassam Sofer says it on a very deep level. He says that the emes is, think about the whole world. Hashem puts a person on this world. Where does the neshama come from? It's a chelek elikamima. So Hashem takes this grace in neshama, he puts it down on this world, and what's your avodah? Try to get back to where you started. Now, that means Ramchal talks about this Indian. But he says, Mali batzor azois, and okay, nama dechisufa. But he says, Vos feltechois, if you're in I had all this in Shemayim. He said, the chances of you coming back to where you were in Shemayim are very, very low, right? So what's the tachlis? So the Chassam Sofer, the teretz is vaystois. A man is put in this world to do something he can't do in Shemayim, because in Shemayim you can't be mashpia on anybody, because everyone's perfect in Shemayim. If the tachlis was to be chanoich, so you would never been put it. Just stay up there. Yeah, and I'm the chisufa. You know what? I think noyach loy l'adam shloy niver mishaniver. The Gemara says you'd be much better off had you not been created, because you'll be there anyways. The teretz is we were put on this world not to be chanoich, and what we are put on this world for is not something you could be massing in the next world. Because our tachlis is to be meitiv, it's to be mashpia, it's to look out for other people. That's not an inyan. It's not something that's even shaykh in the underworld. But Al Kaponim says the Hilgach Sam Sofer. He says that chanoich. Chanoich is gevar namalach, Chanoich is matat, Chanoich is not shaykh. Oh, but the madriga of Avram Avinu was to give up from himself. The madriga of Avram Avinu wasn't to learn Torah on the highest level and to be masik, the gest asogas, vas a shaykh in the world. He was someone that was willing to give up from himself to make sure that the people around him were going to be better. I think it's poshut. This is the shaykh of Atayah. Rish Lakish is trying to find the ma'ara of Rebchia. And he says, Omar, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, loy pilpalti Torah kamoisai. I understand. I wasn't a foulful Torah than Reb Chia. I don't know, you go through Shas. To me, it sounds like Rish Lakish is Rish Lakish. Who was mefalful Torah like Rish Lakish? Yot, no Baskel v'Amr. The Baskel said, it's true. Torah kamoisa pulpalta. Rish Lakish, you were mefalful Torah kamoisa. Maybe you're chanoich. I don't mean chanoich as opposed to. Maybe you're on that madrega. Oh, but Torah kamoisa leiri batzta. You don't understand what Reb Chia did. Reb Chia maybe wasn't even mefalful Torah like you. But Reb Chia's avoidah was an andre avoidah. His avoidah was, he's teaching chamisha chumshei Torah. He's telling people when they say, Reb Avram, shkoyach for this meal. What a delicious meal. I never had such a meal. He says, why are you giving a thank you to me? Give a thank you to Shammayim. He's teaching him Shisha Sidra Mishnah. That's the avoid of Reb Chia. And because that's the avoid of Reb Chia is higher than you. Reb Chia goes to a place that you can't go. The emes is the whole Gemara. Ki avi mitzi Reb Chanina v'Reb Chia. What did Reb Chanina tell Reb Chia? You're arguing with me? Do you know, imishtakach netayr miyisrael ma'adran alei mipulpuli? I'm such a London. I'm such a goyin. I know you'd give me this. I turn and address them. The whole Torah, if it was forgotten, right? Osnil Ben Kenaz did it with certain halachas. I could do it with the whole Torah.
You know what Reb Chiya told him? Kvesis from Nam Pilpul. You're murder the Galamdin. I'm very proud. But I want to tell you what I'm doing. I'm teaching children Chumash, and I'm teaching them Kometz Aleph Ah, and I'm making sure I said a dorf in Yidden that I'm never going to forget the Torah. It sounds a little from this Gemara that in Hilchas Pilpul, Reish Lakish is using it against Reb Chiya, and Reb Chanin is using it against Reb Chiya. Oh, but the Teretz is Enochinami. I agree. Oh, but Torah Kamoisa Lairi Batsta. That's not something you did. And that's the Madrega of Reb Chiya. So just to come full circle. Just to come full circle. The Gemara says that one of the Amiram once showed up in Beis Medrash and he had Mamash a black eye. Something happened to him and they said, what happened? She says, Elio Navi was by me and I said, I want to see the Malachim that are going up to. I want to be able to see the Tzadikim when they go to the Masifta, the Regia. I want to look at. Show me them. He said, Elio said, no problem. You can look, but there's only one Tzadik you can't look at. You can't look at the Tzadik Reb Chiya. He said, how am I going to know who's Reb Chiya? He says, you're going to see. You're going to see that all the tzaddikim have malachim that are oivim v'yardim. They're taking them up and they're taking them down. There's one tzaddik that doesn't have anyone taking him. That's Reb Chiya. And when you see Reb Chiya, you know you can look. And we spoke yesterday from the Rechaim HaKadosh, and then we mentioned from the Arizal. He said, why was it that Reb Chiya didn't have any malachim that were oivim v'yardim anymore? If he was greater than all the other malachim, he dafka should have had malachim. And the Arizal said, the reason is because where Reb Chiya went, his madrega was so not shayach, it's been aggressive in malachim. And because he was bigger than malachim, there were no malachim that could be oilam v'yardin imay, because he was such berum hamayla, that he was in a place that ain't called malach yochad lamidba. And that's why he went without malachim. Reb Chiya gave up from himself. Reb Chiya taught Chumash. Reb Chiya taught Mishnayos. Reb Chiya made sure that Torah wouldn't be forgotten. Reb Chiya wasn't a foulful Torah, maybe like Reb Chanina, maybe like Reish Lakish. Oh, but Reb Chiya was who? He was Avram Avinu. And like the some Sofer says in the beginning of Petuchei Chosem, Avram Avinu wasn't the Malach, he wasn't Matat. Abin the Oilam Ha'emes, this is more Choshev. Akidei Kach, the Reb Chiya was able to go a place that even the Malach wasn't able to go. In this world, his Avoidu was Nish to Zayin HaMalach. Avada, Avram Avinu. But at the same time, his Ikra Avoidu was to be Mashpia. Vanefesh Asha Asa Mecharen. What's his Avoidu? My avoida is the avdi l'toyre the loy tishtakach mi Yisrael, by writing, literally planting and sowing and being oisik in this inyan, in the mamish going down, but at the same time making sure the Klal Yisrael is going to come up. A person that does that, like the Chassam Sofer says, mitamida yoisa mikulon, you never lose from that avoida. Reb Chiya didn't lose from this avoida. Now he didn't. He lose. He went to a place that who couldn't go, but the malach couldn't go. The dike.